town committee meeting September the 8th. Mr. Chief, our Chief Kenny Hunt, would you lead us in the pledge?
Absolutely. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard. Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Nisler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Rhodes.
Here.
Mayor Norman.
Hey, Wall.
Drinking beer.
All right, we have the meeting minutes in your packages from August the 10th. I'll read over them. If y'all have any changes or suggestions, let us know.
Can I make a comment on that?
Surely.
I don't see your comments in here from that meeting, and I've talked to a couple of y'all about that. This was an issue back way when, and that was a town issue then. I still think it needs to be in the minutes for the town. Since it was initially a town issue, those comments should be in the minutes.
I think what she's making reference to is just some individual comments that we made that are not in there, like we're discussing right here. We made that are supposedly not in the minutes. Now, they're on a recording. I don't know if that makes a difference.
It does.
I mean, the recording is a record, too, so I don't know if all the individual speak needs to be...
Talking about in the remarks of person privilege, I
don't know. No. Just in the discussion over planning and zoning and stuff like that, there was a couple comments that I made about a civil issue on some property previously. And, Joey's practice is not to put it in the minutes, because then the minutes just get so long from all the discussion. For instance, like the night we had all the big ruckus about the Orleans Quarters property. That lasted for 30 minutes. And if we put all that in the minutes, it gets to be 5 and 6 pages long, so.
And I'll be glad to talk. I don't even know what...
I talked to Joey about it.
Okay, I don't know what we're...
Joey's feeling is he didn't put all that in there. He told me that specifically.
Fine, and I can understand that issue. But this is a particular issue that was a big problem when this all was created, and it was a town issue then. It should be a town issue now. That's fine.
Okay, we'll take it up, and if during the week someone needs to add it to the minutes, we can add it. It's no...
I think they were in the minutes.
I don't think, as far as the minutes and the legal part of the minutes, because we have them in the recording, so if it ever would come up.
If you can get the website.
Yeah. When is that going to be up, you said?
It's going to be at least 2, no more than 2 weeks, because the rebate... It says it looks like
email. We're getting a whole bunch of spam now.
Right. We sure are. Yeah. Anything that goes there comes to us.
You know, he was talking like way back. I don't know.
Okay.
Time. Right.
So from a lot of irrelevant stuff coming.
It should be up at least.
Man, if it helps, I'll be glad to take a look. I wasn't aware that this was an issue, so I'll be glad to look and see what the law is on how, comprehensive the minutes need to be.
Well, it was a pertinent comment, that issue.
We can always add. I don't have a problem adding it.
I don't have a problem adding it, or I don't have a problem leaving it.
Me neither.
The main thing to me is the actions.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think the vote.
Right. The motions, the seconds, the action.
Is in there, and we can add it. That's not a problem. We can add it on that one particular issue, and I just don't think we need to add
that everything. That issue's already been solved, I think.
Anyway. Yeah, I think the issue has been solved. So.
However, you talk about that issue was settled by a letter, but that was a court order. If he goes now without that court order being released, what's going to happen then? If they decide.
Yeah, that's a whole different issue. So,
well, it's something that's beyond the town's purview.
Yeah,
I know. If it's in the minutes, it's been resolved because the letter was issued. However, the court order was not rescinded.
Yeah, and that's something that court order piece they'll handle on their side, and if it comes up to a town issue, we can bring it back up and under planning and zoning, come to a different meeting, so. Yeah, if you could look it up, Tom, just to see how comprehensive this got to be.
I'll talk to you after, because I'm
curious.
It's, yeah, it's no big, it's, I mean, it, either way we do it, I don't think we have a problem with it.
Relationship to sewer connection at the end. That's where the comments were.
Right.
Yeah, just look it up, we'll talk about it after, it's no big deal. Get it handled one way or another. Under Public Works, discuss awarding Gulf Coast Underground a project to coat manhole.
Inspection. Who's gonna do that?
I don't know.
Because if we had one car accident, relative to one manhole, and they're all the same age, more or less, we'd probably wanna grid that out and have that.
I haven't read this bid.
Checked out.
The first thing I see on here says prep existing 48-inch diameter manholes. Maybe we can get Joey to put in there and inspect those covers too, to put that on the list before they spray.
Yes. You see everything surrounding that incident, and you know, it's some problem that we need to look at. If we had one that came out of the hole, and someone could deal with that cover missing, we probably ought to look at every manhole in the family, make sure that's not happening again.
Especially on the ones that are ours. That was a state route.
Right.
State took care of it, but the next one may be ours.
How did it come out?
Don't know.
They had a little,
the ring was probably loose.
They had like an adapter ring. The manhole cover wasn't the same size as the hole itself, and it had like a little 2-inch ring that went around it, and it had some screws that held a little bitty ring in, but it fractured over time, and it tilted when the truck hit it. It just so happened he hit it just right.
Perfect. Something hit it, and it came out, and then he basically
it turned sideways and shot him in the air.
And he hit another vehicle.
Yeah.
That was there since 1996, I think, that Main Street project.
It was that little adapter ring is what the problem was. But it was just stress fractured over time.
Does this include, we inspect ours periodically?
That's a good question. But I think at the same time we need to.
We don't. We probably ought to.
Well, we ought to write a letter also to DOTD asking them to inspect all the ones because of the incident
that are
on there.
Yeah, on the state road for sure.
Right.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. If it's a state road and our sewer system, who's responsible for inspecting?
They took care of this one, so I would assume they would be first liability, would go to the state.
I wasn't here when the system was put in, so I'd have to ask Wayne if there are different specification manhole covers on the state highway as opposed to one on town maintained roads. I don't know.
I'll call Wayne tomorrow and get him to get with DOTD and see about their inspection.
Anything that has anything to do with the state highway, I think you got to go.
Right.
I mean, they may still sue us and the state also, but at least a letter from us to the state would help relieve some of our liability, right. I think.
And then, of course, on that note, the ones that are ours, we need to probably have someone inspect them.
They're all right.
My question would be, are they not all ours? It's not the state's sewer. It's our sewer in the state road.
Yeah.
But I'm getting that.
Yeah.
I mean, just because we run a poo-poo line down the middle of Main Street don't mean it belongs to the state.
No.
If that thing starts leaking, is the state going to come fix it?
No.
No, but we might have to fix the road we tie up to state specifications. But that's ours.
Well, I don't know. DOTD fixed this last one?
Yeah, they took care of it.
I think that one was like a drain. Storm, like a drain. It wasn't a sewer.
There are some.
There's both of them.
There are some DOTD storm drains.
But ours, we need to inspect it.
Well,
it's not, you know, so.
Drain on the top.
Probably
was not a sewer system.
Yeah.
But you still make a good point.
Yeah.
See what's ours, see what's not.
If it's a DOTD storm drain, that's theirs.
Yeah.
And I am aware, just from having done some real estate work on some properties up and down Main Street, that there are some state rights away and state drains perpetuated.
That would be wonderful if they all were, but
yeah, no, I don't think they all
just make sure.
I promise.
Just make sure. No question.
Where's the problem in that home?
What?
Where's the one that we're talking about here?
On Saint, on Main Street.
It was on Main Street.
Right near Elaine, where Shirley Guidry's house, up in that stretch.
Just east of the Woods house.
It's repaired now, but it caused a serious...
You see the one with the new asphalt around?
Okay, so, back to this, this bid. I think, as far as bid law, Tom, Joey said, you said we were okay using this bid from a previous year? So, Joey wanted to suggest that we go ahead and go forward with this.
Well, yeah.
It'll be on the agenda next week.
It's a public works, and it's below $150,000, so we don't have to bid. What happened was, when they first did, Wayne first wanted to do the work however many years ago.
It was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah. He'd never done it before, so he got three bids. But didn't, he didn't have to, but he wanted to because he hadn't, we had never done it before, so he wanted to see.
I'll tell you what I'll do too this week, once we determine with Wayne, the DOTD, who owns what. I wonder if we could piggy, if this company does those kind of inspections, could piggyback on this, and if it costs us a little extra, just have those inspections done.
Right.
I don't even know if they will or not. They may not, might not be their expertise, but... Any comments? All right, next thing on the public works, I got an email from Wayne right at quitting time today. We had lightning hit two of our aerators at the treatment plant. So that's a serious issue. Wayne's doing everything in his power to get these things ordered and fixed as soon as possible. I think he said we put one in June. It cost us $1,800, if y'all remember right. That's what he told me in June. Now, that's the one that got hit. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe we can order something extra. And Wayne's also looking at Sun Electric for some preventative stuff. I don't know if you can get something to... to stop the lightning once the surge comes. I mean, some kind of surge protection or something, but he's looking into that.
What it hit, you know? If it hit directly on that motor, all surge in the world.
Yeah. It hit the water.
Yeah. What do you do? I mean, it's... So, anyway, he's looking at it. I told him, go ahead and get what we got to get to get things back up and running.
Yes.
So that's just a FYI for everybody. Planning.
It's really not town drainage, but he could. Yeah, Wayne, there's a bunch of drain pipes that's back by the school fund that would be moving and installing, which could help some drainage work on the parish canal that we're going to do.
You said we?
My hunting club.
Oh, okay.
Free of charge to the town, of course.
Yeah.
But we're going to pull a bunch of old drain pipes out of a bunch of ditches on the north side of the parish canal, put some new pipe in. That way, it ain't gonna be much of an alleviation, but a good flow both ways. That way, when the water gets up too high in the parish canal, it'll just flood our woods at no charge to the town. But when it flows back out, you know, when the water level gets low. But
so
we do have probably about 15 or 20 pipes back there, so tell Wayne that. We'll be removing those. Charlotte Payne will be back there doing some work.
I don't have a problem.
In and around the sewer pond.
Okay. I'll call him in the morning. Anything else under Public Works?
Well, Joanne and I have ridden down in Orleans Quarters, and it seems like that road lasted just after, started breaking up right after the bond expired. So, there's nothing we can do. We have to eat it and repair it ourselves. But I think in the future on new subdivisions, we need to do something to ensure...
Upgrade spec.
Yeah.
That's what you
did. If we have to hire somebody to make sure it's done then I think we need to do it because we've had trouble with all phases of that subdivision. And
that's a problem you have when you have development along an initial road on three subsequent phases.
Yeah.
The wear and tear is exponential with the heavy trucks.
But the last phase is breaking down right after. And so that one's not affected by wear and tear.
The second phase.
They just built about 9 houses back there in the last 3 months.
Did we cut and patch that second phase? Well, they did, didn't they? The second piece?
And the third phase is breaking up in several places.
But.
So I don't know, you know, there's nothing we can do right now. We don't have anything before us, but. Specifications and inspections. Make sure the right soil cements down, compacted to.
I think inspection's the key too, you know, after it's over.
If they build it to code, I mean.
And if code doesn't work, we need to upgrade the code.
All right, anything else on the public works? On planning and zoning, I don't know if we have anything. Finance committee, we got bank statement bills in your packages.
Planning and zoning, you will have introduction next month.
Oh, is it going to go to planning and zoning this week?
It needs to be introduced. It'll go to planning and zoning at the end of October.
But it's not a rezoning, it's a planning issue, right?
Well, it's a rezoning and a subdivision. See where lot line.
I'm thinking of something else.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The River Mill.
But the ordinance is, yeah, the River Mill Reserve. So it just needs, we did 4 years ago when they went from town on to zero lot line. Needs to be introduced next Monday night. Planning and zoning will be in October, and then us, you all will be in November.
Okay.
And the Trish thing will be next Monday night also, probably, or not?
And that can go on the agenda?
Yeah.
Without going to planning and zoning?
That's right. Okay. Because all it is a decision, your action doesn't need it.
Okay. All right.
Let me ask you in regards to something like that. When is a subdivision that's been approved by this council actually law? Is it after it's recorded in the clerk of courts?
Well,
or is it when we make the action?
And quote unquote, it's law when you've done it, but it's not a documented fact until the map is signed and recorded. Now, right now, all you've got is the approval of the minutes, the fact that y'all took action back in January, the landowner and the surveyor. This is an issue the mayor and I have been working on trying to get it done, and they've decided now it's going
to work. Okay. I've been thinking that we might ought to put some kind of time frame in it. If it's not recorded within a certain time frame, it's null and void. What do you think?
Now, there's nothing in the state law to that effect, but maybe when it's approved, it needs to be said, okay.
You got so many.
You've got so much time for it.
Okay.
Haven't been a problem till now.
No, right.
All right. Anything on bills?
Did the mayor go and take a tank of lunch in more than one?
Amen. My next is investment report. It is what it is, right, Debbie?
Yes.
People spend that much money.
What do you say? All right, personnel committee, we have anything? I don't think we have anything. Recreation committee. I talked to Joey. He talked to Pettit at length about some more recreation projects, and they kind of agreed on what's in the package right there: wrought iron fence, air conditioning for and heater for softball concessions and restrooms, baseball concessions, restrooms, and then the storage building for mowers and equipment.
all at the high school.
All at the high school. Well, I mean, the softball complex is in the back, you know.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's $14,000, so.
Nominal for what you will get.
Yep. Any discussion, comments?
No. I was in Joey's office a couple of weeks ago, I guess, and we were looking at this list. And I just mentioned, I said, you know, we see that trailer that we gave them? Well, we sold to them. Parked over there. It would be nice to have a Bruley Panther head on it and Bruley Panthers on the side, each side of that trailer. And he thought that was a good idea, so he was going to add that to, cost to get that done.
Yeah, so, that can be that.
That's a small one. I just want to let y'all know that, you know.
Did he talk to somebody at the school about
it? No, I don't think so, because he and I were just talking about it. And he said, I'm going to write that down. I think that's a good idea. So. That's a real inexpensive item, which I think would give us some good advertisement for the school.
I'll try to call Pettit on that tomorrow. Maybe,
okay.
Maybe he can help with that, too.
Yeah.
All right, police committee.
All right.
Hiring Anthony Kip Dupree.
Yeah, if so, I'd like to make that retroactive to August 11th. We had to call him in. We have a person on administrative leave right now. We're getting caught in a jam, which covers at the schools. We had to get him in to help cover the shift on the road. There's too many things going on at school. He's 15 years in law enforcement. He worked 5 years at West Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office, and ever since then he's been working in New Orleans PD. He recently moved back to Port Allen and was trying to get a place closer to home. He does an outstanding job. He's certified and post-certified in matrix tests, radar certified, active shooter. Really, really a good stand-up guy. I'd work with him when I worked back in 98 to 02. He would work side by side with him. He worked at Sheriff's Office South. So he's a real good guy.
How much per hour?
17 for now. Keep him caught up.
How many people we have that making that much?
He'd be the only one. He's by far the most experienced. By at least 10 years. He's really, really a good fella. The rest of them is making 15. We can't. Every time we call them, they make excuse. They're just way too busy to come help us. And to pay what the pay they make at their other full-time jobs, it's not worth them to come. So we just.
Is he working someplace
else? That's the only place he's working now. I think he finished up in New Orleans last week. So. He's doing pretty much working our shift full time right now.
So, Aunt Miller's not working on weekends and calling out the school to
go? He comes out and does his home visits. He's done two sets of those already. He's doing real good with that so far. No, ma'am. It was just taking 12 hours on the road and the thing. It was starting, the kids was having a kind of rough start this year at school. And it was just putting us in a jam over there.
Okay, any other comment? I have one question for you.
Okay.
And not to blow this out of proportion, news media, but with all the cop rigmarole going on in the country, do we have any training? Do you have anything going on with your cops? Are you telling them anything about, you know, watch your back, whatever? Do we do anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talk about it every day. Okay. Being extra cautious, you know, that's about right.
I mean, safety is our main concern, you know, from a town standpoint. So.
Oh yeah, everybody.
We don't want anybody to hurt for sure.
Yeah, we're way up on training. Everybody's really doing good. Everybody has a real good, laid back attitude. You know, doing real good.
Anybody else?
And they got the sign out there, so people know where the police.
They know where it's at now. I noticed that.
Is it only going to be one side?
We're going to put it on the front. Like on the side facing the highway, okay. Instead of putting it on St. Francis Street.
Oh, he did agree? Did the architect agree to
it? The sign man, he'll be back in town next week.
Architect didn't
agree? No. Next week, sign man will be back in town. He was off 2 weeks for vacation, so we're going to get with him and come up with something good.
Okay.
That'll be done.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, nothing under governmental affairs. Ordinance number 6, chapter 11, fire protection and prevention. Don't you want to mention anything? Let me just read this real quick. An ordinance to amend and reenact the Brule Code of Ordinances, particularly Chapter 11, by adding fire prevention codes and providing that the town of Brule adopts the NFPA 1 Fire Prevention Code and the NFPA 101 Life Safety Code as recommended by the National Fire Protection Administration. Anything about it?
Good evening, thank y'all for having me. In the parish, we have not adopted a parish fire code. And the town of Brule and the city of Port Allen, as y'all know, adopted NFPA 1 some years back. The new TIL rating schedule gives weighted points towards any of the municipalities or parish governments that adopt a fire code. This year, they're giving, in order for you to get your extra fire prevention points, you have to adopt NFPA 101, which is the life safety code. So what we're trying to do is, we've got it in all the municipalities, we're trying to get that finished up. Brule's just about done. Get that code passed, then we'll go to the parish and get it done there. It's just a step that we got to do to get our ratings done and fire. It is the fire prevention code we've been using for Brule for probably about 14 years. And Port Allen's been having effect since 1985, 86. So it's just kind of updated and adding NFPA 101.
Any questions? Thank you, Chief. Appreciate that. Mayor's report. Joy didn't leave me anything, and I don't have anything new other than aerators on the treatment plant. Anybody else has anything on that? Remarks of personal privilege. Anybody?
Councilmember Neath, they and I attended that meeting with Representative Ray last Tuesday. That was them. And I attempted to attend the traffic and transportation informational meeting at 6 o'clock. Got to the community center at 10 minutes to 7.
Imagine that, huh? Did Graves say anything about traffic? Did he mention
that? Yeah, he said what he has to go through and walk and get those people to listen.
Another study, huh?
No, he tries to get those people to listen and shows them pictures on his cell phone of what it looks like.
That's what he said. That's what they all said.
Mm-hmm.
But try to get people to listen.
We just keep paying for studies.
That's it.
Well,
wish I owned a study company.
Uh-huh.
All right, announcements. Town of Addis Centennial Celebration, September 11th and 12th. Addis has really worked hard on that, man. It looks like it's going to be a fun time. If you got time, get out there and go check it out. I think it's going to be a fun time. Oldies But Goodies Fest, September 12th and 13th at the Tourist Information Center. Landmark and Heritage Plaque Ceremony, September 20th, 2015 at 3 p.m. Anybody else? A motion to adjourn?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
7:03.